with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo, and I got a confession, Addy.
You're fat?
Yeah, I'm so fat. Fat, Addy.
I know. Tears, not food, Mo. Blubbering fat man. Let's talk some wrestling.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah. What happened this week in wrestling?
Well, anything happened, did it?
Since TNA had a pay-per-view.
What?
TNA had a pay-per-view.
That's true, but we're talking about... Here's a gimmick. We're doing this gimmick where we're recording for like an hour, then we'll go and watch Impact, then come back and record for like another hour and wrap it up. So we won't talk about Impact yet. Let's open up with Raw.
Oh, Raw. That was war.
Ah, it was.
I did enjoy the opening, by the way, with all the various montages.
The opening was great. I didn't enjoy actually most of their montages, but that one was great. The wedding one was the worst.
Yeah, that's true.
It was brutal. It lost 700,000 viewers, so you know it was bad.
Yeah, no shit.
The Royal Rumble card is pretty much shaped up at this point. I think we know it all.
Yeah.
We got a pre-match. Dark match pre-match that might be for the final position in the Royal Rumble.
Well, it's going to be for a Royal Rumble
spot.
Not a liver spot. Not a dog spot.
Yeah.
But a Royal Rumble spot. Don't know if this will be the finals of that tournament that's going to happen at Access.
I kind of suspect something like that,
I would think so. Of course, Tyson Kidd, not in the running anymore, out for the next 6 to 8 months.
At least. Minimum.
At least. Probably closer to a year, I would think.
I would think so. And you know what? It might actually be good for him. Maybe he comes back and they have the... if he comes back and the Cruiserweight division is established and they have that show, he could come back as the returning big star. Like, that's how it could be an advantage for him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he just comes back to the same position.
Yeah, so that'll probably happen.
Yeah.
One person who won't is Trent Barretta.
No,
he's been released.
He's been released. Too bad.
He's coming to Heart Legacy Wrestling tomorrow.
Yep. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Raw was just... I was there. I mean, looking back on it, there were some segments that I liked, but when the show was over, I know there was a lot of sort of online... let down from this was the 20th anniversary show, but the fact was is that they didn't really hype like they did with Raw 1000. This wasn't similar.
Start off with Del Rio Big Show. I did not enjoy that opening segment with Vince McMahon. Went on too long.
Yeah.
It wasn't particularly clever or funny or anything. It was not well written. It was not well performed. It was dick-tastic. It was not. Your mom said I was.
Del Rio was over. That's what I'll get from that, I guess. Del Rio was over, from that. And that's,
I think they could do some more things to babyface him. I think that having Rodriguez announce him in partial English, a little more English, and Spanish, I think would be better. I think not mentioning the Aristocrat stuff. I'm not even sure driving out in the car, as long as it continues to be, it has to be the right kind of car. Like, Eddie Guerrero's cars were cool. But his cars so far have been the kind that you kind of are douchebag cars.
Some of his cars are really cool, though. Like the one that
he's getting better.
I'm trying to remember what it was that he rode out on a really nice, I think on the Raw, the first Raw of the year or whatever, the car was like kick-ass. But if he drives out in kick-ass cars, then that's cool.
That's fine, yeah.
So I don't really mind that part. I think, as I said, he did get a good babyface reaction. I agree with Ricardo. I think, if you ease it, to be 50-50 English and Spanish just slowly, so there isn't that one time where you can say, now they just went, you don't want to, I just think you don't have it so like, he does this in English now.
Exactly. You ease into it, and same thing. You just stop mentioning the Aristocrat thing and make him more of a man of the people, and I think that'll work. I don't think as a personality he's not as good. He's a better heel personality than a babyface personality, but in ring as a worker, he's a billion times better as a babyface. His psychology is better. He really understands how to sell and then make the heroic babyface comeback. Unlike someone like John Cena, who doesn't sell, sells too much, doesn't sell. Right?
I think that. Del Rio and this Mexican Aristocrat, they're starting to get over the fact they have the last couple on the SmackDown and they're the Mexican hero.
Yeah, they're trying to change
hero.
It from that. Yeah,
and then so they're going to keep mentioning that, and I think that's where it's going to go.
But they still mention the aristocrat thing, and like I said, I think if you keep mentioning that, keep up bringing out the cars that are, you know, because like it has to be a cool car, like you said. Just being expensive isn't enough. It has to be cool.
No, it has to be a kick-ass car. That's right. So, but yeah, so that's starting to work. What else? I don't even really remember.
So Ziggler and Cena match
in a cage.
In a cage
with no build. Because he's a certifiable genius.
Yeah, no kidding. I did not enjoy this one, because last week to me was a blow-off.
Yeah.
And this was one too many, and I enjoyed last week's match. It was a fine enough match, but I have a problem with people. Like I said, I've talked about this before, how if somebody hits a DDT, that should be the end of the match. Now, when you hit a DDT off the top rope onto somebody,
yeah.
It definitely should be the end of the match.
A tornado DDT.
Exactly. When you talk about the spots, like having your head slammed into the steel door, that used to be a spot that would put you out for a month. Now it's a spot that I don't think John Cena sold it for 10 seconds.
No, but also...
Ziggler sold it at least for a little bit, but both of them haven't happened.
Yes, and that was a little too much. I mean, but that's been happening for... I remember, go back to the Mankind Triple H at... SummerSlam Heart and Soul.
But that was built up. It was a moment, and he did sell it.
He did sell it, but he overcame it and won the match. John Cena no-sold it, basically.
Well, he no-sold it the whole way. Yeah, he sold it for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
But just,
sold it enough to kick out and then do his comeback.
Action-wise, it was good, but they tried hard, but I think psychology-wise, I don't think it was very good. I don't understand why it was AJ's flipping out and climbing the cage.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the crowd was into it. I'll give him that.
And JR was calling it.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah. I mean, it looks like they're going to turn. The latest word is that Big E and Ziggler isn't so that Big E can turn, it's so Ziggler can turn.
Ziggler can go babyface, yeah.
Apparently, and Paul Heyman thinks he's going to be a huge babyface star, and Paul Heyman, it seems, is having a little more influence there.
Well,
people are kind of listening to him.
Well, and Vince is also listening to New York.
Yeah,
New York
part
crowd,
of it too, yeah.
Right? So,
part of it too.
Which I think, honestly, in wrestling, I'd have to, in WWE, I'd have to agree with, is that historically, that New York crowd, you know, has sort of spoken, you think of the Daniel Bryan chants, and even the Zack Ryder chants as they're starting to get, you know, as he was starting to get going.
That was because he was from New York, so I think that was a little bit harder.
No,
to
I don't think that.
I think it was because he's from New York, whereas Daniel Bryan, even Cody Rhodes, who was Survivor Series last year, was getting these huge reactions. I think that's a little more, you know, because there's you can see something in him.
Yeah, the same we want the Riley. I think all of that, but that's the pulse there, is generally speaking, in New York. Historically, I think, in that area, has really... kind of guided what could
the
be
Eastern
good.
Coast. The Eastern Coast is very
the
Eastern Coast is a little bit off, a little bit above the radar. And next year, in their list of pay per views, like the majority of their pay per views are in the East Coast. Like they have a lot of, you know, the New York, Boston,
Chicago,
Philadelphia, Detroit, Philadelphia. They're very much. I mean, they're in St. Louis. They got one in St. Louis. I think they have one in. Obviously, Los Angeles.
Well, they do have one in New Orleans.
New Orleans, that's right.
The only one that's kind of outside of that.
Yeah.
But again,
yeah, that's, well, yeah, I mean, that's the Elimination Chamber this year is from New Orleans, so.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, so they're, that's probably good. I mean, I look at it and go, man, it doesn't seem to me like, I don't know how you fit another year. I know where we are locally, we didn't get a WWE. I'm not even sure you a house show. Came this
year. Nothing came.
And it's hard to see anything coming in here because you didn't see anything in the Seattle area as far as pay-per-views or Colorado area or anything that at least kind of swings by here.
Right.
No pay-per-views in Canada at all. And of course, we're located in Calgary, dramatic pause. Alberta, dramatic pause. Canada. And,
dramatic pause again?
Dramatic pause?
No, I'm just thinking for the rest of the show. Then it would be good.
And I'm fat, too.
It's true.
We're picking on a fat guy.
You know, you didn't
here.
Dramatic pause dueling? Eating.
Mm.
Didn't dramatically
didn't.
Pause at that.
I didn't fucking at all.
Elite.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, it is a situation. I think Canada, I mean, if they are going to do that, that's what makes me think we'll probably just get a house show or something. But, I mean...
If that, even.
There is some stretches there where, if that. I mean, you said, they don't go. But they're going to have to. I understand that they're going to have to. But, you know, there are towns like... like Seattle, that, you know, Raw, maybe, you know, SmackDown, you know, things like that, that if they go, if leading up to, say, I mean, they don't have to, the pay-per-view, they don't have to follow along, they're not riding by a fucking train or nothing, right? So, to go out on a week-long Western swing, you know, to hit, you know, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, like in 1 week of a house show, mm-hmm. and home, I could see that, you know?
Maybe.
But nothing relating to, you know, yeah, I don't see anything big.
Now, as far as back to Big E and Ziggler, I would turn them both. I wouldn't turn one against each other. I'd turn one heel babyface. I'd babyface them both and kind of have them still be together but not together. I mean, I don't think... I mean...
When do you do it, though? They're talking about it's a matter of when and not if. But
yeah.
When is when? With Ziggler going babyface?
I still think Ziggler and Del Rio have the Mania match, and when he fails to cash in the Money in the Bank and win the title... That's when AJ turns on him, and that's how they do it?
Well, Big E, yeah, and AJ. Big E turns on him as you know, a la Sid, you know, and John Cena makes the save.
Yeah, something like that.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, well then, because that's right up Mania, that's right up the post-Mania alley to have Big E against John Cena. That actually is right up WWE's alley, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to do it beforehand, oddly enough. It looks for a little while.
No, but to have this shitty match
usually
happens, like, that post-SummerSlam, or post-WrestleMania lull, rather. Especially when, you know, your Mania opponent is The Rock, who's leaving, right? All your big, this is built around big
and
stars.
And he wants the title back. You know who I do, in the, in actually, the Extreme Rules pay-per-view this year? I do a rematch with Lesnar for the title.
Yeah, Lesnar hasn't signed yet, offered a similar deal as last year, and will probably sign.
Will probably sign, said. He's a douche, and it will be negotiating to the last minute, and then he may try and renegotiate.
Well, of course he will, but I mean, I could see that being a rematch for the title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means if Triple H beats him, that's a dumb move.
Well,
if Triple H beats Lesnar,
that doesn't mean Triple H beating him is a dumb move. Triple H beating him, period, is a dumb move.
If Lesnar's going, I don't mind. If that's his last match.
Well, yes. If he's gone, sure.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, anytime Hunter wins, it's a dumb move at this point.
That's true.
You know, so. But yeah, what they had. what about the limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun, The Miz?
Man, that was boring.
It really was.
How do you bring out Ric Flair? And it did well in the ratings. It was it drew more ratings than The Rock did.
3.5 for that segment.
Again, it was so frickin' boring. It was unbelievable. So, I don't know. I don't know what else to tell
Antonio
you.
Antonio Cesaro, I thought, came off all right.
Yeah, he came off okay. But it's just like, hey, let's, you know, get in the ring, and then we're going to have a woo-off and a strut-off and Miz is going to act like he's angry at you and then say that was awesome. And, hey, we're going to – and nothing's going to happen. And you're not going to say anything. And Flair isn't cutting a promo on anyone. And there's no energy. And it's just it's just there. And it's much like the show. It was really generally accepted. There was a couple good moments. But most of the show was, like, something that's just like, missable. The Rock comes out.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I like CM Punk's post-Raw or post-match promo with Brodus Clay. I like Brodus Clay's promo.
Yeah, I did too, actually.
That he cut. And I like I said, CM Punk's a lot. But both in that match against Brodus Clay and in afterwards at the end, they're trying to make CM Punk, again, the badass.
Yeah.
That they have been ruining that character, making him seem not tough for months. And all of a sudden, he's supposed to be super tough because he can take on The Rock. Like, this is what we talked about before.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're doing, I mean, again, it's the right thing to do, is for him to be the badass. Right, they ruined it already, but...
Well, they heard it. I wouldn't say they
Yeah, they heard it. But, I mean, so the best thing you can do is go back to it at this point, right? And that's what they've been doing. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't really you can't expect anything else, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else than him to be the... This badass character cut a great promo on SmackDown there in the Sun Life Stadium. I like the line where he said that the Orange Bowl has been torn down,
yeah,
and it doesn't exist anymore, much like the WWE that you left. doesn't
yeah, that's
exist
true.
Anymore.
That's true. That's true, yeah. No, it was a good line. Two different promos there, and
mm-hmm.
and The Rock was entertaining with the Road Scholars.
Oh, extremely entertaining.
So, you know, I mean, that was good. Good, you know, I mean, good. Ratings are up a little bit for this. They're not through the roof, but they're up. And
well, the SmackDown ratings were the highest in God knows how long.
Yeah. SmackDown ratings did really well, yeah.
I think for the first time in a long time, they did over 3 million viewers. Raw got a 3.2.
And you know what? It's the Rock isn't around that much, so when he's there, it's special.
Yeah.
Lesnar isn't around that much, so when he's there, it's special. Flair can move numbers because he's not around that much.
Yeah.
The same thing. I mean, this is always why I want to see them rotate the talent more.
Yeah.
John Cena is not special. He moves numbers, but not nearly like what he could.
He's special.
Well, I mean, as far as moving numbers, like he does that pretty good. But as a general rule, anytime you have somebody on the TV over, you know, 80 times a year, you know, between SmackDown, Raw, and pay-per-view, it's really tough for anybody to give a shit whether or not he's going to be on. It doesn't have much to it. So he's not going to be. He's not. If they rotated the characters and the performers more, they do a better job doing that. So that's
I would like Miz to rotate.
Miz with the
now he has the figure four as a fan.
Figure four.
Primo on SmackDown
main event.
With it.
Main event with it, I think.
What was the main event? I thought it was SmackDown. But
doesn't matter.
Brad Maddox was the commentator for on the main event for half the show.
I think that's because Miz was wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. That show's going to get canceled soon. It's doing 0.8, 0.7. It's fucked.
Brad Maddox, I became a fan of him when he was calling. He kept calling Michael Cole Mike.
Mm.
And Michael Cole, you could tell, just hated that.
Mm. Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else?
There's no heel, actually, over the last couple of weeks, but definitely the key heel Michael Cole character, again, gone.
Yes, that's right. That is
Layfield was tremendous on Raw on Monday. So
yeah. Even Cole saying, I'm giving my seat up to JR.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, and thanks for letting me. So they were cordial again. And so that's, babyface Cole back.
Much more, yeah.
Eve.
She's done.
She's done, guys.
Legit. Going to go teach, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu because she's married to a Gracie.
Yes. So she's been engaged to a Gracie, I don't know.
Yeah, Roger or something like that, I don't know.
Roger. R's or H's for them.
I'm sorry. It's unbelievable. We've talked about it before. I mean, just the people, like the exodus of talent.
Which is in the Divas division.
In the Divas division over the last 12 months, really amazing.
When you think, I mean, who was even there last year?
Last year, Karma shows up at the Royal Rumble. The Bella Twins.
Maurice.
Kelly. Maurice.
Maxine wasn't around, but gone.
Beth Phoenix.
Even Shaul Guerrero in developmental gone, you know.
Yeah.
Just,
it's just.
So now they're going to do another Divas search, apparently.
Yeah, so you're going to, whatever. So you're going to get some television personalities that may or may not work out, and that will take a few years before they're ready to come up to the main roster anyway.
They do have Paige in developmental, who's ready, and Sasha Banks, who's just come down there. Who is ready? It was like I forget her name, Mercedes something in Independence and stuff.
Yeah.
So is ready there. But it's Mickey James before, and Gail
mm-hmm.
Kim, you think of all those. Mm-hmm. That's really in the last 2 years.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, they're total change. So to me, you just drop it. But
they're just eye candy. Anyway.
I've just never been a
fan. Think that the title match for the Divas Championship at this year's Mania may be AJ Lee versus Caitlyn, and it's going to be Tamina Snuka versus Caitlyn maybe at the Royal Rumble. It's like, on pay-per-view, there's no way you can make me excited for this shit.
No.
It's just impossible.
No, that's right. That is right. Caitlyn's the new Divas Champion. It was Eve. It was supposed to happen at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And it was Eve who said, no, I want to drop it to Caitlyn in her hometown.
Yeah.
So that was her call, and then I'm done. So,
One more question, talking about Ziggler here. Do you think that the babyface is going to work, turn will work? I don't think it will. I think the time to turn him was about a year ago. I thought there was a point where you could feel the groundswell wanting him to turn.
Yes.
And I feel like that's kind of, ebbed
I think at depth with the AJ deal, and
yeah.
I think that it's going to have to be, like, I would say, like, July at this point would be the time kind of
yeah.
thing. Like, I would think that it's,
like,
it's
it still could work, but
build.
It's not
yeah.
what it could be, right?
Well, it may,
and
it could
what,
be again,
it
but
could
it's
be.
Just not right now,
it's
so
right
I don't
now.
Do it right now.
And that's the, and that's kind of the thing, though, that we've seen, I think, in the last, whatever, 5, 7, 8 years, it feels to me like that's been almost one of the untold story.
Too little, too late.
Is yeah, exactly, is when they have something and the moment is there and we can feel it, that they don't feel it and that the trigger doesn't get pulled. And it could be from little things like the right time for Chris Jericho to return, to when to turn Randy Orton, to when, you know, when to turn Dolph Ziggler, or when to capitalize on Daniel Bryan's
Daniel
popularity.
Bryan both times with Daniel
you know?
Bryan, you've got...
or even
know,
CM Punk. Even CM Punk, the first
CM
time they
Punk?
Fucked up on him in ECW and put the title on Lashley instead of him.
Zack Ryder.
I think that's kind of the untold story. I mean, if they had capitalized on all of these, I think of where they might be now compared to where they are.
Yeah.
And it makes me, again, just go... Vince is just, he doesn't have the pulse on his audience.
No.
He just doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He does not. Speaking of not having the pulse, internally,
mm-hmm.
this was sort of over the weekend, internally within WWE, they were expecting the 20th anniversary of Raw. What they were hoping to achieve
mm-hmm.
was a 5.
Get the fuck out of town.
Yes, indeed. They legitimately were under the impression they wanted to have or top a 5 rating was what their plan or thoughts going in was. Yes. Not even kidding. Underneath I wrote, morons.
Speechless.
I know, right?
Like...
What was I
kidding? If you're going to do
I'm
a
gonna
three...
This, I'm going to keep this news bit for every show, then.
I just...
I know.
I know.
Hey, did you hear about Mick Foley?
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame.
Inducted by...
The limousine ride and all...
Actually, I don't think that's bad. That was actually one of the first things I came up with.
Yeah. There's The Rock, obviously, with Rock and Sock.
Yeah, and I just don't think Rock does that.
I don't either. That's what I was kind of...
You know?
Al Snow can't do it.
Al Snow can't do it, and he's one of the first names that came up to me.
Test can't do it.
Edge could. Edge is kind of the name, I think.
Yeah.
Because they have that Mania match to kind of establish Edge.
Yeah,
As a single star.
And they were connected in terms of the... with when he was a commissioner as well.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have Undertaker do it,
No, just because it breaks Undertaker's character.
Yeah,
Kane has done too many already.
And, yeah.
Paul Bearer, I just don't see them getting him to do it.
Paul Bearer go in rather than be the inductee. But, I'm trying to see.
I was trying to think if there's anybody back in WCW or ECW.
Kevin Sullivan?
You could probably have Paul Heyman do it.
You could have Paul Heyman do it with Mikey Whipwreck. Fuck. Tommy Dreamer.
Maybe.
With Kevin Sullivan, couldn't do it because the things are, the podiums are 3 feet tall.
That's
and
true.
And he wouldn't be able to see. Plus, it would break his Hornswoggle character.
Yeah, that's right, No, I think Edge, I think, is probably the top
that's
name
probably,
out there.
Yeah, that's probably at that point.
Yeah,
they're not going to do the Rock and Edge. I mean, there's Steve Austin is always, you know.
Yeah,
like
again, I just don't think.
DDP.
He
would induct Jake Roberts, though.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah.
If Jake Roberts is the guy.
Yeah.
We're still hearing Bob Backlund, Jake Roberts, Kamala, I guess they've thrown that name up
well,
there.
Well, Kamala there, he's lost his leg, so I assume that he's inducted by Pat Patterson. Or the Brawler. Or both. I mean, he's in the wheelchair, so Pat Patterson can come out and push him, and the Brawler could pull him.
Put that song at the end of the show. Now it's probably too much effort.
He'd probably get thrown out of his wheelchair with all that pushing and pulling, so he'd need his knee pads.
And his steroids.
And his steroids.
He doesn't want to kill people.
But and other people, too. But, yeah, that was the King Kong Bundy was teasing a Hall of Fame, and that's just some other fucking Hall of Fame thing for some independent Yahoo jack-off group that nobody gives a fuck about.
Yeah. Which, so it is more legit than the WWE one, but nobody cares.
But nobody cares, talk about the Click possibly going in.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that.
As the Click as well. So, but
I think that's a dumb move because
I do too.
The Click wasn't an on-camera thing. It wasn't like the Horsemen.
No, exactly.
Like it's a group that goes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you can put DX in as a group. I think you can put in
the Outsiders.
The Outsiders, just the two of them as a group, sure.
The thing is that there's weight limit.
Think of what other.
Well, there's weight limit capacities on the stage, so you can't put the NWO in.
No. And, well, I mean, yeah, exactly. At what point in time do you cut off the fucking...
Scott Norton,
NWO?
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, no, I don't fucking think so.
VK Wall Street. Although Mike Rotundo could be a viable Hall of Fame candidate, actually.
Yeah, he's fine in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, trying to think of who else is kind of a group that you would put in.
They're still trying San Martino. They still
They're still trying San Martino. They're still talking about Backlund. And,
well, Backlund was in Stanford. And so, like, Backlund's almost a sure thing at this point.
But I'm still talking who is, like, a group that you could put in. Like the Four Horsemen went in, and you got, like, who's a stable or a group that you think of as...
Down the road, there could be Evolution.
If Flair goes in three times?
Three times. Hunter would go in probably three times if you do DX, because then Shawn would be in twice. Hunter would go in solo, and then he'd go in with Evolution, so that would be three times. But, I mean, you could make a case for Orton and Batista down the road.
Individually, I think they're Hall of Famers, but yeah, as a group, I think you could do that.
I mean,
I don't think of them as being in the level of, they aren't on the level of DX or
the Freebirds.
Or Horsemen.
If you want to do a group of three, the Freebirds.
But to me, that's almost more like a tag team than a group.
That's true.
I don't know at what point. I don't know what the difference is. I think the difference is are the most of their matches still solo matches or individual? Like Hunter and Shawn were DX and yet wrestled mainly as singles guys.
Yeah.
But were a group.
Whereas
the Freebirds were a team that
Hunter,
wrestled the occasional singles match.
You had the Horsemen, you had the NWO. I mean, in terms of top groups, and you had Evolution. And like, what other top groups?
Yeah, it's really
there?
Tough.
I mean,
you know,
The Radicals weren't a top group.
No, Faces of Fear or something like that's not going to happen, right?
No. But even, like, the Heenan family isn't,
Who was it? I mean, there was who was that stable in, that Jake Roberts was in? It was the original Legion of Doom. Yeah, the original Legion of Doom. I guess, but you can't really do that. Nobody really knows about those groups, you know?
Latino
Karachi Vice or whatever. What the fuck were they called?
Karachi
Vice, yeah, that's not going to...
The Latino
World Order? No. So it's kind of, the Mexico...
The West Texas Rednecks?
Okay, they should go in.
Just for the song.
Put the song on the band?
I like country music.
And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to edit anything because of how we're doing this one.
No, I know.
Band.
I like country music.
It'll be another day. We're going to do a show sometime where we're going to do, like, all wrestling theme songs.
I like Willie Nelson. Don't forget about Merle.
Yes. That's the plan, right?
That is the plan.
Yeah.
At one point. Speaking of, I mentioned Zack Ryder's name a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Going out with a whimper was the final Z Long Island story.
Why? Why did they stop doing it?
I don't know, but they have. It was the 100th and final. Give your thoughts
his
about
call,
Zack Ryder's
call?
Career while I talk to someone who would have booked a Zack Ryder in the same way. I'm going to go talk to Vince Russo.
Zack Ryder's career, it's funny, right now, he is in no better position, really. Well, maybe he's in a better position. I can't say that. I cannot say he isn't in a better position than he was when he, before he started doing Long Island, or Long Z Island, whatever the fucking show is. He is in a better position. He's more famous. He's more well known. He'll get a better reaction when he goes out there. He's selling more merchandise. But as far as an actual presence or pushed entity, he is no better off than when he started it. And there was an early on Long Island Iced Tea episode where it was, you know, it was Vince McMahon, here's a ball. Here's dropping the ball. Here's Vince McMahon dropping the ball on, or WWE dropping the ball on Zack Ryder or whatever. And again, we already talked about this just a few minutes ago, how that's almost the story of the WWE over the last several years is not taking advantage or seeing or feeling the groundswell or listening to their audience, not having their ear to the ground and seeing the trends that are coming. And even the trends that were coming in MMA, there was ways they could have used that. They never, ever managed to use the trends that were on their way in MMA to their advantage. And now MMA is already kind of, now the peak is come and gone. And so, you know, you can't do that either. So as a general rule, that's just kind of the speak of it. And or, you know, the thing that's happened here. And so we're seeing that again with Zack Ryder. Why are you ending the show? Is it his call, their call? 100 is enough. It's been a while since anybody talks about it. You know, he's probably not going anywhere. I'm sure he'll get another show or be on Saturday Morning Slam and these different things. But, yeah, Zack Ryder has absolutely no chance to be he has no chance to be anything. It's damned unfortunate. Now, because Addy is gone, I guess I can talk about whatever the hell else I want to talk about because he's out shaking hands with Vince Russo. And I'll make sure that he wipes his Dixie afterwards. And we're not going to talk TNA because what we're going to be doing is watching TNA, and then we'll talk about Genesis. And there's a lot of TNA news, but go back to the WWE, go back to Raw. We've already talked about it. It's amazing how they go into a three-hour show, and when we're doing a recap of it, we can do it in like 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and not feel like we're missing out giving you anything. I mean, there's, you know, this show had so many attempts of humor that fell flat to me. And every single time you do that, you cut backstage, attempts at humor that falls flat. I think that partially also hurts my interest in wrestling matches, just because it's like, well, it's not a wrestling show anyway, so why the fuck would I care? So, you know, that's definitely, just talking about how when they have the wrestling incidents, they have all those backstage segments, they fall flat.
Yeah.
I don't care about wrestling anymore because the wrestling show doesn't feel like a wrestling show. And, you know, when Dr. Shelby falls flat with Daniel Bryan and Kane, which to me it totally does, and it's like I could not care less about the match afterwards because, you know, it's not a wrestling show anyways. It's a shitty comedy show.
Russo, you're fired! Dr. Shelby...
You wiped your Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
You wiped your Dixie?
I whistled it.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan was funny to me in that Dr. Shelby.
Nope.
Just his delivery was funny. I like that he's tall.
I like that he wears women's dresses.
I like that
I thought that was actually a better line.
I like that he can make fire by lowering his hands somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that part of it, but yeah, it's... quickly on just going back quickly to the Zack Ryder thing, because I heard what you had to say from Russo Land, and
you didn't have the fan on, is what you're saying.
Well, it is now.
Oh.
But,
thank God.
Russo doesn't have any fans. The thing is,
no, but he blows a lot of wind.
It did fall short. It really is a matter of who's
your mom blows again, a lot of something else.
Whose call is it? I watched the 100th and final episode of it, and it really was mostly a kind of a montage of the other ones.
Yeah.
And it really did remind me of why the show, like, why it was so great when it started. Like, why it was, you know, like you were talking about the, you know, I can draw money.
Trying to get
over.
The ship has sailed.
Yeah, the ship has sailed. You've missed the boat, you know.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah.
And just how good it was when it started, and now just nobody talks about it. But the fact that it worked is the thing. Is that
it got him on TV.
Grand Slam, and it got him on TV. It got him the U.S. title, and then there. So where you go with Zack Ryder?
He beat Ziggler at a long reign. Now the thing is, he is like I say, he is better off because the only difference, I think, the big difference is he's in no danger of being fired right now, whereas he was in a position of being future endeavored at any moment. Before.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's
right.
That's
the only difference.
Yeah. I look at...
Remember 1 year ago, The Rock shows up, and on the night The Rock shows up, instead of people fucking cheering for The Rock, people are chanting during The Rock segment for fucking Zack Ryder?
That was after the Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't use him.
No, it was even before that.
No, it was the Survivor Series after the camera stopped.
It was like
the,
his second or third. No. That was at Survivor Series they were chanting, but no, at a Raw. Like his second or third one, because that's where he goes, oh, yeah, he's tall. Every time I meet him, I forget how tall he is.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that was like his second or third, maybe even his first one. That's how over he was.
Yeah. But I think that with Ryder, I think it's time now to, for how I do it is, and this is different now with Ziggler going babyface. Okay. Now that they're talking about babyface. Without the Ziggler going babyface, I turn Ryder heel and line him up with in that AJ Big E Ziggler stable.
He has to be a different heel.
Yes.
If they, and this is what they fucked up in the past. They, for a while they weren't sure if he was, even when he was popular getting cheers, they didn't know if he was heel or baby face.
No, that's right.
They had no clue. If he's gonna go,
he was 3MB at first.
Yeah.
Right. They want him to just be the goofy heel, but he's getting over. But I think he needs to go and be serious heel.
Yeah, serious heel. And rejected. But just be the most. Be the most. I used you to sell my T-shirts and make money, and I'm smarter and better than you. I'm smarter and better, and just be the douchiest, assholiest.
Like
heel.
What they should have done with Eugene.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I'm not retarded.
Yeah, exactly.
You idiots.
Exactly.
You're retarded.
Exactly.
Well, you couldn't have said
and none
that.
Of you are red.
Yeah. But okay. I think that that's what I would do with Zack Ryder at this point. I mean, someone with that much conviction and passion for wrestling isn't in it. He's not one of the guys that is there to, Daniel Bryan talked about on the CM Punk DVD. And there's tons of guys in the back that are, you know, hiding. They don't even want to be on Superstars.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to get paid,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're there. That's not Zack Ryder.
No.
So Zack Ryder's dream was not to be a mid-card comedy character in WWE.
No.
So with someone with that, you can take that.
You put him
that.
with, like I said, kind of like Langston also going babyface with Ziggler, but it's okay. I mean, actually, I like that idea of AJ. I think AJ with Zack Ryder and Langston, and there it's okay, like, because Ziggler's in-ring work is so terrific, you don't want him to be having to cheat to win matches, really.
No, exactly.
Whereas, and if you're going to be as good as he is, the only way you can really, like, if you're as good as Ziggler, the only way that you really get heat is if you're like Ric Flair back in the day where he cheated to win, and it pissed everybody off because they knew he was good enough to win anyways. But that's it's very kind of hard to get that character and that psychology over. They don't do it successfully. So what you need to see is different with Zack Ryder is he's not really that good in the ring. He's not terrible, but he's not special.
You'll never get that again. Ric Flair was a rare exception to someone that could.
I think it can be done again.
I don't know that it. You need the right guy. And
it's hard. It's very hard.
What they're not.
And he's not the only one. I mean. You know, Mr. Perfect was one like that, too.
Yes.
Right? Like, even CM Punk, if he was doing this right, would be like that. He could have won anyways. Instead, it's become he can't win. You know? And that's where they fucked it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But you could do it. But they haven't. But, yeah, I mean, Ziggler, the thing is, I think people would go, oh, he's not good enough to win. But now he's winning because he's got this big monster and this slut beside him. And I think he could get legitimate heat. He's a good talker. Let him do it. You know, that's what he's good at. Let him be the talker and let him have the bodyguard.
No, yeah, exactly. So, and, I mean, he's not big enough on the card to feud with Ziggler. Yet,
no.
You know what I mean? It's not like they could replace the package and put Ryder in and Ziggler turns face then, because that just doesn't work.
I don't think it would take that long. If the heel heat, if he gets the legitimate heel heat quickly, which I think he could.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they're turning Ziggler again, I think they're going to immediately be going, fuck, we wish we hadn't turned AJ. So, I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. I just want her off the TV.
Well, this is true. This is true. Cunt. But moving over to, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk more about TNA after Impact, but the TNA WWE lawsuit has been dismissed.
Yeah.
It's over. It's done. Just to point that out now that both sides have just.
The guy with all the lawsuits is fucking Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I mean, that Gawker one is dead again. I mean, the idiot.
They'll refile.
Yeah, well, but no, you fucking idiot, because that's what happens. Like, I mean, maybe, but that's what happens. if there's been a previously filed lawsuit, they give it back to the same fucking judge.
Yep.
They all, like, that's normal.
Yep.
That's what happens. So, fuck. He's suing some back, saying he got unnecessary back surgery. He's a worker looking for money.
He sued Gawker for $100 million. He sued these guys for this back surgery
for
$50 million,
yeah.
Because he's missed out on $50 million. He was going to have a retirement match at WrestleMania with John Cena.
Yes.
So he and then have a contract with WWE to be an ambassador afterwards, and he's lost out on $50 million from that.
Well,
fuck off.
Yeah. The Hulk Hogan bullshit of the week.
Well,
week,
yeah.
Week,
The Rock isn't getting, you know, probably more than like $5 million for his appearance, you know?
No, that's right.
Like, no, whatever.
It's just retarded, but...
Yeah.
That's Hulk Hogan.
That's Hulk Hogan for you.
I want to talk a little bit about... what else do I want to talk about? Quickly, some tryouts. We'll go down to a little bit of developmental, getting some guys getting some tryouts coming in.
Briscoes!
The Briscoes!
Love it.
Fuck yeah.
That could give, because we've seen it in the tag team division, just because the focus is going towards WrestleMania, the tag team division... Which is better than it has been, still better than it has been in a long time. But now it's not getting much focus. But you bring the Briscoes in, you let them be the Briscoes, and that could be a tag team that I think can get over on a national stage.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. It definitely.
That said, that you don't bring in the Briscoes and if you're in WWE and let them be the Briscoes.
Well, you can't let them be the Briscoes.
That's the thing, you can't.
No. But you might be, I think that, again...
I hope they've earned it. Those guys have fucking killed their bodies already. They're in their late 20s now.
It's something Dave Meltzer said is very true, because when you look at guys, is that if guys can get over in different places, the Briscoes have gotten over everywhere they've been.
Yes.
Those guys get over in WWE as well.
Yeah.
You know, like Daniel Bryan, over wherever he's been, he get over. You know,
CM Punk over everywhere. Yes,
CM Punk over everywhere. I mean, Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah.
Over, right? I mean, so guys that have been able to get over would still get over in WWE. So Sami Callihan and Ricky Reyes are the other two.
So they won't get over.
Guys that default. But the Briscoes, I think, will be fine.
Reyes is a very good worker. Actually, I think Callihan is, too. Reyes is the one. What's
friend,
that?
Friend of We Talk Wrestling.
Reyes?
I
know.
He's our Facebook friend.
I know, and I actually think he is a good worker, and I think that he has the talent to make it in the WWE as a performer. I don't know that he is somebody I see that I think, oh yeah, he's going to really take off, because he hasn't really taken off on the independents. He's just been a solid performer there, but he'd be solid also in the WWE. Again, it depends on what are they going to do. I mean, he's another guy who would fit into a cruiserweight division, right?
Yeah, that's right. Same as Sami Callihan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I think Callahan might be a little bigger, but...
Yeah, I think so, that's right. And, speaking of the Briscoes in the developmental, NXT had their tapings where they're going to be crowning tag team champions.
Of NXT. The Ascension?
No, actually, he's now known as the Ascension, Conor O'Brien, as a singles.
Oh, okay.
And he's got to fight Big E Langston for the title at the next set of tapings.
Big E's still the champion.
He still
there,
is
yeah.
the champion.
Yeah.
Still babyface champion of NXT.
He's a babyface champion of NXT.
Yes. The Shield are the Shield now, though.
Oh, okay.
But that took a little bit to catch up. The one team that looks like they will probably be winning are the Wyatt family. Bray Wyatt. I forget the two of their names. It's like Luke Harper and...
Eli Cottonwood still with him?
No, Cottonwood's been released. But these two guys, it was Brody Lee and a guy from, and another big, tall guy from, that was at Pro Wrestling Noah previously.
Okay.
They're basically Eli Cottonwood type guys, big, tall guys. But they work well together, and fucking Bray Wyatt is you know...
A great personality and a great talker.
Yeah.
And he can also go in the ring and he has a different look. I mean, I see stardom for him.
Yeah, so do I. I don't want him to get pigeonholed as his manager.
I don't see that happening.
I hope not.
I don't see that happening.
But anyway, they look to be, and they're going to be fighting, I forget who it is, but one of them is Pac, whatever his new name is.
I think
is.
It's just because he's coming back from injury. He might not even be fully...
No, he's not. Yeah, no, he's not.
That's
so,
all.
But,
Pop, yeah, I can't remember what they renamed him. But,
and another
the man
guy,
who defies gravity from Britain, Pock. Yeah,
yeah. So
they tried to assign Osaka. I think that's how you pronounce the name there. From who's apparently the best worker in the world.
Okada.
And
it's
Okada.
Okada.
Yeah. And New Japan, who's you know, many people say the best worker in the world, and his that company's had a little bit of a resurgence, and he's the I guess he's the main reason why. So WWE tried to sign him. He turned them down. He signed a one-year deal with them. We'll probably see him sooner or later. Again, to me, that's just showing the WWE right now more than any time in recent memory certainly has widened their net of where they're looking for talent.
No, that's right. And Okada, was he not Okato in TNA?
I think that was a different one. I think that was a different
performer. Different guy?
Okay. Yeah, but perhaps
one.
Not. Perhaps not.
Yeah, but you're right. They are looking internationally now.
They have widened their net a lot.
Yes, and I mean, part of too is again the guys that are getting over. They're getting into these. You know, indie guys can work suddenly, right? Hunter's realizing indie guys can work. The other part about NXT is Dusty Rhodes is no longer writing it. It's a guy, Ryan.
He was writing it, or was he booking it?
Well, booking, he was writing whatever.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was doing that.
Yeah, but now a guy named Ryan Ward is doing that, and Triple H is the editor. And apparently the process is like said to be like so smooth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's a good sign. I don't know who the hell that is, but whatever.
Well, it's a
maybe
good
somebody
sign
who knows something about running. But yeah, if it's
there's
a writer
the
who knows something about wrestling, that's a good thing.
Well, Hunter's the editor, right?
Yeah,
so that's helping. So you see those pictures of DX, was it Sean, Hunter, Road Dogg, Billy, and Kevin Nash from NXT?
No, I didn't see them, no.
Yeah.
They're all down there together?
Yeah, it's a lot of Somas.
I believe it.
Yes.
I believe it. What else we got here?
The Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
We have the card. We now also kind of have an idea of what the plan was in terms
dark
of
match, right? And then a Divas match to open, which seems weird.
Divas match to open, give it about 10 minutes, I guess, is set to happen, which seems odd. And then Team Hell No against the Rhodes Scholars.
Another 10 minutes.
Another 10-minute matchup.
So you should give that 5 and the other one 15, or, you know.
By that one, you mean the Divas match.
Yeah, 5, and not have that open. Have that be after the opening should be the tag match.
Yeah. Alberto Del Rio against the Big Show. You know, said to go about 20 minutes.
Seems a little long, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Is that a straight match? Do they need to give you, a last man standing with no build on a free TV and then expect you to pay for, well, I guess you're not paying for it. I mean, you're paying for The Rock and for the Royal Rumble. But then they give you a straight match on the pay-per-view? Like, do you do that again? Is that, I mean, that is where they're going, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it seems like this is just a match.
Yeah,
so,
that's a little strange.
Yeah. But, it is what it is. Punk and Rock, 30 minutes.
Yep, that sounds about right.
So
I don't really, I know how wounded The Rock got at WrestleMania, so I don't think you want to go longer than that.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
But the, and the Royal Rumble set for 70 minutes.
70 minutes.
So that's good. That seems to me.
So what's the record right now for longest
time in the Rumble?
Yeah.
60. Well, what is it? Officially, 62 by Ray.
And what's it real life?
It's like 63 by Benoit.
Who?
Benoit.
Who?
Benoit. Yeah, that's it. Also, the number of concussions he had.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just that night.
Yeah.
So you could technically at 70 minutes perhaps have the record. I don't think you will. I said it before, I still think Daniel Bryan is your Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man match.
Yeah, Iron Man.
I think that would be good. Well, but are they going to be in it if the tag?
Yeah.
I guess they would be, wouldn't they? I would have Cesaro as my Iron Man.
Yeah, I think he would be good. I think him or Wade Barrett.
Wade
Barrett got
Wade
that
Barrett
clean pin on Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Shocked the shit out of me.
Well, it did me too, but turns out Randy Orton turning heel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you lose.
I thought it was going to be that, I mean, because on SmackDown he was attacked by the Shield again.
On the main event. Yeah.
On SmackDown as well.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was attacked on both. and given the power bomb, and I thought it was going to be, oh, he got beat, but it's because he's still selling the injuries. He's not 100% thanks to what the Shield did to
him. But no, they put over Barrett.
But they just put over Barrett.
Which is excellent.
And he looked legitimately happy as hell when he got that win.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, that
he's
is...
good. Barrett looks like a badass. Barrett's money.
Barrett is money, and that's, yeah. that is good.
He's not fucking money. He's not Heath Slater.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Not fucking cash.
No.
But, I'm trying to think of anyone else that I would put in that Iron Man spot, and then, yeah, I just I don't think
Cesaro, maybe Wade Barrett. Cesaro's good. I think Daniel Bryan is the guy. But
to me, the Rock.
I could see someone like Cody, depending on what they want to do with him.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to win the tag titles, so I don't think that that's it.
I don't think they are.
I don't know. That match, that's what I like about that match. I could go either way with that match, yeah. actually. The Ryback, I think...
And we all know you like to go either way.
Yeah. I think your mom and dad appreciate it. The Ryback, I think, is the guy that throws out the most.
What, my dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has Alzheimer's, so he just forgets.
I'd like to have Alzheimer's now.
Yeah. Instead, you have herpes.
Well,
my dad.
God, that itches.
But I think that that's really it for WWE news. You whipping the hair off them?
Anyway, that's it for WWE news. Well, that's perfect. We're at 51 minutes. SmackDown or Impact has started. Let's go watch Impact, and then we'll come back and talk some of the big TNA news.
Yeah, we'll talk some TNA motherfucking news.
And we're going to go watch the wedding of Bully and Brooke.
Mark and Brooke.
Oh, my mistake.
No, no, it's actually Mr. Bully Ray.
Oh.
Hogan, so.
He had a legit strip club bachelor party at Ricky's.
75
in New York.
Or something, yeah. All right. Well, let's go watch Impact, and we will be right back. All right. So that was Impact.
And we're back, theoretically, if it's working.
Yes.
Let's just go through quickly the Genesis pay-per-view.
Yes.
Nothing spectacular, solid, nothing spectacular, solid, nothing spectacular, solid, great main event.
Yes.
That's pretty much the show.
Yeah.
No news.
Big fat dead guy in a bathtub. There's your title for you.
Yeah, pretty much. There's no news coming out of it. Of any note.
Great promo by Joseph Park.
That's the highlight of the show. The promo, Joseph Park. Give the rundown of the promo.
Well, he was talking about how he's a Green Hornet.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he's a Green Hornet, but he learned a lot in Ohio Valley. He's not coming in as an attorney anymore. Now he's a trained wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, but that's KFAB.
Mm-hmm.
And he
tells Borash that I know you wouldn't know those team terms. These are insider terms.
They're insider terms.
Which is, that's great. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So it's very funny. Very funny promo. So you got that. And then, of course, the
good
main event.
Good promo by Bad Influence as well.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome.
Kazarian has a manager's license that he was wearing around his neck. And
that's right,
They're funny. They're awesome.
World, yes.
Everything that Aries and Rude does together is awesome. They have great chemistry, and the match was great with Jeff Hardy. Tremendous three-way match, one of the better three-way matches. And that said, there's no new news. No title changes. Chavo and Hernandez, still the tag title. D-Von, still the world
television champion.
You know, TNA champion is still Jeff Hardy, and X Division champion is still Rob Van Dam. Real news, but as a show, pretty solid.
And Morgan and
better
Morgan.
Crowd than normal. Morgan and Morgan starting the breakup thing, and this is because they want to push. The reason they're doing the breakup is because they want to push Morgan as a single star. Now, I don't understand this because why can't you push him as a single star and still have them as a tandem? I mean. It's not like Diesel wasn't getting a single star push while he was still with Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, but that's when Shawn wasn't wrestling, though. They never wrestled individually together at the same time.
Okay, well, DX did.
They did.
And it worked just fine.
They're a Hall of Fame group.
And they're a Hall of Fame group, exactly. And to be honest with you, it's okay if Joey Ryan doesn't wrestle that much.
Mm-hmm.
So,
again, there's another X Division guy.
Yeah.
You know, that they badly need right now.
Yeah, so just have him in the X Division, have Morgan, and still have him as a team. I don't see just because you want to push somebody into singles, why you want to break up something that, you know, but whatever. I'm just going to miss Morgan and the organ.
But, I mean...
And the pink and the stink.
And the pink and the stink. And Impact, we just watched, as we said.
Yeah.
Tonight, to build on that. Taz is in Aces and Eights.
Yep. What
the fuck?
Aces and Eights has a lot of ECW members. Has Taz, has D-Von. I still expect Bully Ray, when this all comes out in the wash,
when the smoke is cleared and all is said and done.
Yeah, you got the Knox and Festus. They're both, Luke Gallows there, they're both ECW. There was new ECW. I could see them working that in. I don't know. I mean, it's basically, you have the wedding, and Taz was the best man to Bully Ray, because, you know, D-Von is his breakup, and that's his best friend there, and they, you know, they haven't exactly hit that much lately, but he's sitting there, and the wedding is just about to take place, and, you know, Bully Ray's accepted, and Brooke is accepted, and they're just about to put the ring on Bully Ray's finger, and then now it's the man and wife, and then Taz says, do you really want to do this? And Bully Ray says yes, and he goes, oh, one other thing. It's hot in here.
Is it me or is it hot in here? He takes off his jacket.
And the fat little bowling ball that he is, I don't know, is he a mouthpiece? Is that what they need? Is he going to be the guy who's actually behind this all? No, because that's probably going to still be Bully.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he playing the role of, you know, they're no longer going to have...
Again, that doesn't make... D'Lo Brown now, that
D'Lo,
doesn't make sense. You
that's
know
what
I mean?
Say. They don't have D'Lo there anymore. Is he going to continue to be in part of the announce team, but as a heel? Is it just like when Dusty joins the NWO, and all that happens is then now he's a heel announcer?
Well, that's... Like, I mean, like, I look at it like... But here's the other thing. When you look at it from this perspective, and again, you go back, and you look at the logic of things, and the D'Lo Brown part was going to make sense.
Sort of.
It was, because he was letting West Briscoe
sort of.
In. And so now, so you look at that, Taz had nothing to do with that, with the West Briscoe thing, okay?
Nothing.
Then, now, he said immediately no
to Jay Bradley.
He said no to Jay Bradley, and the other two said yes. So how the fuck does that make sense?
That's a good point, because Jay Bradley's part of...
When's
the gut check after Taz... Well, maybe it's because Taz knew backstage that the other two were going to say yes.
That's
that
bullshit.
Make any sense.
No, that doesn't
it
make
bullshit.
Any sense.
Yeah. Because he says no to this guy who's apparently a member of Aces and Eights.
Yeah.
And then who wins the gut check and gets the contract.
And that's dumb.
So that's really, it's like a swerve for the sake of a swerve.
Well, that's just it.
And
it's the part that makes no sense. And
it's Russo-rific.
It is.
That's true. It's a good point. It's really shitty. That's shitty thinking out and shitty booking.
I don't see what he adds unless he is going to be the Aces and Eights heel announcer.
Yeah.
And that would be it. And he wasn't a very good heel announcer.
And he's a heel announcer, and he's a heel announcer who doesn't actually know who the members are, so he doesn't know Bradley is a member. Like,
yeah, I mean that.
I mean,
that's the whole thing. And I mean, it's dumb. And I mean, it doesn't add anything because Aces and Eights are such a afterthought point to the show. Regularly, they're in like one or two segments.
Yeah.
Right. But when Kenny King is fighting Christian York, what's Taz going to do?
Yeah.
Right. I mean. It would be an NWO announcer in the height of WCW when Jericho was fighting Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
What's he going to say? What's he going to add? What's he going to do? Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. And no, it's true. And I don't really know. Like, it's not like he's never going to wrestle again. So I,
yeah,
you know, it's. I don't know what he does in the role that a D'Lo or even tell you the truth, D-Von doesn't do.
It doesn't have.
And remember that there's a time when. Who was it that was taken out backstage? So,
Ken Kennedy?
Remember, no. Somebody was taken out backstage and D'Lo had to replace him.
Oh, that was Al Snow.
Yeah.
And that's where D'Lo on the gut check.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was Al Snow. Didn't show up.
Yeah, that's right. So Al Snow replaced him, Al Snow was taken out and D'Lo replaced him, and that's what got...
West Briscoe
in.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, it makes sense because we think we're going to get the reveal of D'Lo.
D'Lo was in the room when D'Lo's suggestion was to let him in and let's fight him.
Yeah.
D'Lo's the one that got them in the building.
Yeah.
He made that suggestion. Again, that was planting seeds to make sense.
It's almost like, hey, all their plans have been fucked because they no longer have the monthly pay-per-views to build to, so now they have to build all these storylines on TV without any... pay off for months, and maybe they're just shifting shit around, or maybe they're just. It's a swerve for the sake of a swerve. It really doesn't make much sense.
It does not have.
It doesn't in any way make you go fuck, I cannot wait to watch next week.
That's what I was going to say. Doesn't that mean answering the questions, what is Taz going to do? What is it going to do? I need to see
it. At the end of the day, you're like, bah, he's Taz. He's been retired for years. He's an average announcer who I've seen forever.
I don't need to see his explanation
exciting.
Next week.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm not interested in his reveal next week.
There's never been a sense that he holds any real power.
I will watch it. I will see it. But I'm not waiting for it. I'm not tuning in to see what is Taz going to do.
The highlight of this show, again, is Joseph Park.
Yeah.
He's tremendous.
K-Fab.
Yeah, K-Fab. He did it again. Another great, hilarious little moment. It was a small moment.
Prenup? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, Aries and Rude were just hilarious.
Oh, awesome.
They're just tremendous. They're setting up them as a team to take on
the Mexicans.
Chavo and Hernandez, and hopefully they take the titles from him. And Bad Influence again, and Christopher Daniels is getting the title shot
next week
against
Jeff
Hardy.
That.
I fucking can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
And they're tremendous again. So there's the acts that are carrying the show.
And then
you have a few other things. The women are hot, and the women wrestling is better than what we're used to seeing.
Women are so hot.
Their women's division is still good.
Funny thing is, and we talked about it while watching the show, is that the whole point of Aries and Rude is that TNA had gotten 10 years behind.
Yeah.
You look at RVD, and you look, you know, and
Chavo
and Hernandez.
Aries mentions
it. You look at Jeff Hardy, and yeah, he says that. And we're sitting there going, well, we just talked about it on the show 2 weeks ago. It's true.
Exactly.
And that's the part we talked about, you know, how great they are. And yeah, they're baby faces.
To me, they're the baby faces
It says a lot because they're going against Chavo.
Yeah.
That they're baby faces to you.
Fuck off. How many times do I have to say I was wrong? Can't I just say I was wrong once and then that's it? We move on?
I'm going to need at least 6 more times.
I was wrong on Chavo. 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 Wrong on Chavo, and I was wrong on Chavo when I said that he's going to come in and take off. Okay? Done. I hate you. I really, really do.
Sorry, what did you say?
Fuck off!
First you were wrong on Alex Riley, then you were wrong on Chavo.
That was you on Alex Riley! Anyways, and the ratings thing, you were wrong on that too.
What ratings thing?
I don't know. Something about YouTube? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you've proven that. all that concrete evidence. But, we talked about how they, you know, again, Rude and Aries, which is great, that they're starting to get along a little more. They're giving each other credit for things. I mean, the best part, but then they still go in and they do their individual, you know, center of the universe type stuff. Like when he says, Rude says, I was the most dominant world champion in TNA history, and then Aries stands in front of him purposely.
And I beat him!
And I beat the most dominant world champion.
No, they're just, they're awesome. They're very entertaining, so, it's the it factor and the greatest man who ever lived. So the greatest it? I don't know what you call them, but it doesn't matter. They're tremendous.
Yeah.
And so you got that. Like I say, the women are hot. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else is like.
Is there
anything else that really catches your eye? I mean, not really, no. But okay, so that's it. But it's
but they're homegrown guys. The bad influence of Joseph Park.
There's still more good than bad.
Yeah, there is.
There's another big highlight of the show is just watching Hogan's reaction while his daughter's getting married.
Dookie.
It's just his face. Nobody will get that reference because that's from a show that we took
off. No, but that was No Holds Barred.
I know.
Anybody had seen No Holds Barred and when Hogan goes to beat up a guy and he shit his pants and goes, what is that smell? Dookie. And he has this really rank look on his face. Like he smelled like a skunk.
Or he's just when he's rubbing his face and rubbing his beard, like he's thinking. You know.
Well, when he rubs his beard, I keep thinking of anything less would be uncivilized.
Yeah.
His fucking deodorant commercial.
So it's just his reactions is not knowing how to do the facial expressions is funny and so I mean, but that's unintentionally funny.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, so that's the show. That's Impact. Again, watch it next week because Daniels and Hardy will be tremendous, and the other guys are every time they're in a scene, they steal it, right?
And again, we're going to have, yeah, exactly, we're going to have Aries and Rude again next week, so that's going to be great.
Joseph Park will be around.
Joseph Park will be around. And again, Taz will talk, and we'll get an explanation again, so we can talk. We can run it down further when we know what it's about.
Exactly. But that's the news of the show. The news is, these are the things that's entertaining. This is the big angle.
Yeah.
And it falls a little flat, but the marriage does not actually happen between Brooke and Bully, and Taz is...
Has there ever been a wedding, actually? I guess Uncle Elmer got married for real. Or not for real, but it went through.
Yeah, it went through, but generally they don't. Always goes wrong.
But didn't... or did they get... Yeah, they did, because they had the reception.
And Stephanie and Hunter actually got married, but, you know, that was in a drive-thru.
Yeah, and she was unconscious.
Yeah. But then she wasn't.
That's right.
Anyway.
Well, it's the TNA pay-per-view schedule has kind of come out. I guess it's not official when, what's when, and where and how and all that shit. But we just had TNA. We just had Genesis.
Yeah.
Which was in Orlando. The next pay-per-view is going to be the 10th of March. Is going to be Lockdown in San Antonio in the Alamo Dome in front of 75,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
From there,
they're only going to fit 75,000 in?
I know. Failures. But then on April...
Or is that 7,500?
It could just be 75. April 5th, they're going to have the X Division show, which sounds like a phenomenal...
Yeah, the X Division show sounds great, yeah.
I think it has Austin Aries against Samoa Joe. I believe so. But, and then,
Joe tonight.
Yeah, no Joe tonight. No Kurt Angle tonight. He got stretched
out. Ken Anderson, actually, tonight to continue that angle from last night and last few weeks with Aces and Eights.
That's true. Well, no real Aces and Eights until the end, right?
No, but even then, I would have thought at least it would have had Ken Anderson sitting in the background while the attack's going on, just like the Bret Hart role.
But
not really, yeah. Yeah, well, that's not the Bret Hart role. That's the...
The Bret Hart rule?
Bret Hart rule?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's true. That's true. No real sort of any of that stuff, right? It was no RVD.
That's a little...
You know, they're missing a few guys there.
Well, it's okay to not have RVD because he doesn't have a storyline right now, right? Like, but Ken Anderson has a storyline that they've been building up, so it's kind of...
Yeah.
I think that's just a little bit more.
True. And Kurt's hurting out, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Then May the 3rd, Joker's Wild Tag Team... It's basically Battle Bowl.
Yes, Battle Bowl.
What it is.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with Battle Bowl, it's random partners put together. And then at the end, it was a Battle Royale, so all the winning members got in for a ring.
Yeah,
right. I don't think this one, it doesn't have the Battle Royale.
Yes,
it does. It?
Okay, yes, won by James Storm.
Okay.
And you get like $100,000 or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. $100,000. This pay-per-view that is charging $14.95, which is a selling point to me. But I don't know if they're still 3 hours or not, or two. But
I don't know what they are. Yeah.
But $14.95, they're going to get 1,000 buys for. They're giving away a check for $100,000.
Well, that's it. That's it.
I feel like putting up my pinky to my mouth.
That's the Joker's Wild. The X Division, because it's the first one. That's $14.95. They're actually going to. You won the house. They're giving away a house.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be impressive.
I hope they get Stephanie Wyant here.
That would be awesome.
And Todd Pettengill.
This time when they give away the house, hopefully the people that they call live on the airport
are watching the show.
You want
the show?
In case you know what, we never talked about that. And fucking, you got to write that down somewhere because we got to talk about that on the April Fool's show because we're not that far away.
That's true.
And this one I don't want to forget about in case people don't know the whole story. We'll go through it then.
Yes, that is true.
So write it down somewhere. I'm seriously. Put a note on.
Put a note on.
There you go. On my forehead, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know I won't wash before April.
I was counting on that.
Yeah.
I was counting on that, and I'm not counting on you losing weight to, like, stretch it out, so that'll be good.
Yeah. What?
What?
Stretch what out?
Your forehead.
Oh, my forehead.
Yeah.
I stretched something out on your mom.
Foreskin. June 9th is going to be Slammiversary.
Okay.
Not in Orlando.
No more pay-per-views at all in Orlando.
Well... No, you don't say at all, but Genesis was the last one for this year.
Yeah, well, they told the people the backstage... Or
no,
the
live
other, no live pay-per-view.
They will tape the taped show special $14.95 deals in the Impact Zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks
like... What do they call it? Friday Night Fight Night or something like that? It's a TNA name, something like that.
Is that it? Yeah.
Or, no, Friday Night One Night Only, I think it's called. Or One Night Stand or One Night... whatever WWE didn't use. Whatever, what was WWE... It was a One Night Stand with WWE...
They had One Night Stand and One Night Only.
Oh, did they?
One Night Only is when it was in England when Shawn beat Davey Boy.
I think it's something like that or...
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Or, yeah, it's like TNA Only Tonight or something. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah, whatever the Phil Collins song is that references Friday.
Yeah. Easy Lover.
Don't sing. Slammiversary, not in Orlando. Then you have July 5th, August 2nd, and September 6th. Those are all going to be taped pay-per-views again, the $14.95 gimmick. And then Bound for Glory, October 13th, not in Orlando. And then November 1st, December 6th are going to be taped again. Now,
can I sing Jive Soul Bro?
Hmm?
That one okay to sing?
Jive Soul Bro. Well, there's a wedding and it didn't involve Slick tonight.
I know. Fucking disappointed.
I know. Bastards. But I guess some of the things that they're going to do, some of these, what they're going to fill into these taped spots that they haven't already. They've got the X Division one. They've got the Joker's Wild Battle Bowl deal. But they're going to have a hardcore one.
Now, wait a second. Have they announced where any of these pay-per-views are taking place before we move on?
No.
You know?
Okay. No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. Hardcore one. One will be an all-women's show to join with.
Skippable, but at least their women's division
will be
better. They're
going to bring back the six-sided ring for a show.
Yes, yes, that's right. They're doing one that's all like old stars.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you might see like Monty Brown and
the Naturals.
The Naturals and what was his name? Braden Walker, dude.
He wasn't on Raw.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, what was his name?
Had a great chat. They have a great highlight video or something. What was John Cena say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wait, he was never on Raw.
Yeah. But he had a great montage video. But you could see, America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Triple X.
Could be back, like Elix Skipper kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So that's basically six-sided ring back and some current stars who've been there a long time and some old stars brought back.
The World Cup.
Love the World Cup. And they also have the World X Cup, don't they?
Well, that's it. It's the World X Cup, and then they're also going to look at doing an international tournament.
That's right.
One night internet. It will be different from the World Cup.
Yeah, so you have an internet. Well, the World Cup is a teams from different countries, but all X Division teams. Then you have the World Cup, which is teams from different companies, but it's one tag team, one X Division guy, and one heavyweight.
That's right.
And then you have a tournament, X Division tournament, or is it just a tournament from different countries?
It's an international tournament.
But people from different, but single stars now.
Single stars doesn't have to be.
Either way, you know what? Yeah. All this comes down to, no, there's no angles. What are they going to give me? Pretty good production values and probably really good in-ring work for a cheap price. I'm fucking there. This stuff interests me.
Well, the nice part about it is that these things are pre-taped.
Yeah.
So, the X Division one we already know to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
The Joker's Wild I can skip. But
exactly. I know what to buy and I know what to skip. And because we hear one's a good show and the other, I don't need to know the outcome of the matches ahead of time. You can if you want to.
Yeah.
I don't need to, and I don't think I've looked into that. I just need to know the people live. Are they saying it's good enough to see or not?
I read the results, but I don't remember them.
And I don't think I will when I'm watching it. No.
No, exactly. I won't by April for sure. I don't now, and I read it last week.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's fine. I mean, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I want to go into these knowing whether or not it's going to be good, so it's worth buying, but I also don't want to actually really know the results, even though I could. But that's the way I'm looking at it. But no matter what, it's going to be... I have more interest in this. Now, Friday night's shitty. It's just a shitty night to be putting on pay-per-views. They're not looking for a lot of buys.
Yeah.
Friday night's, for me, isn't always good. I miss a lot of SmackDown just because it's on a Friday night.
But if I know that it's on, I can PVR it and record it and watch it on Sunday.
Well, that's what I was about to say. The thing is, you can buy it on Friday. You can watch it another time. The other thing is, it's a pay-per-view. If it's the price holds the same here in Canada, which I imagine it will.
Yeah.
I literally, because of where I work, get it half price. I mean, I'm literally paying $7.50.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so yeah. To me, they're literally giving it away, and you can come over and watch it, right?
Yeah.
Like for $7.50.
Oh, hard.
By the way, I guess we're gonna start once I move into my new house. There, we'll probably start watching pay-per-views at my place then, won't we?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Means I can't drink as much.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's true. Good point. Done.
That'd be silly.
Yeah.
Can't find a workaround.
Well,
work
when you put
that.
It that way.
Can't find a workaround. I don't think I've ever seen you sober.
What?
I don't think
what
I've
are
ever
you talking?
Can I pay your bar tab? Woo! We never talked about... Did we mention that?
No, Miz said he was going to pay, woo, Flair's bar tab.
What did Flair say?
Huh?
What did Flair say?
He just laughed.
No, I think he said something. Hmm? What did he say?
I think he went, woo!
Is that what he said? Are you sure? What was it?
Well, I went, woo!
Oh, okay. One more time. What was it?
Woo!
go back to show two and... Fake Ric Flair visited our show and asked if we could pay his bar tab.
Yes. That's why when Miz said that, I was like, oh my god.
We did that on the show like a year and a half ago.
Yes.
Can you pay woo, my bar tab?
That was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Fuck, holy shit. Back then, remember me back then when I was thin? By the way, if we're going to be at the Royal Rumble, we're going to try and get together with some people that we know are going to be down there. Again, email Addie, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yes.
If you're going to be at the Royal Rumble, want to get a beer, or just find us on Twitter, at WeTalkWrestling.
Yeah.
And tell us if you're going to be there. Maybe we will, if we have opportunity, we'll grab a pop.
Yeah, there's talk about some meeting. I think Mallory's has been discussed somewhere around across from... downtown in that area anyway, around the corner. Kind
so, yeah,
of
if you're also going to the Rumble, let us know, and when you get there, I'm hoping some people will, because I'm hoping they'll know and they'll find out that I'm not as fat as Addie says I am.
No, fatter. That is my New Year's resolution, is to not be an asshole. And so far, so good. We're week two.
We're week two.
And
no evidence.
We are still strong with that.
As soon as you enter a room, as soon as you enter a country, the asshole quotient doubles.
So far, we're on track.
We're on track.
So a lot of people break their New Year's resolution. I have vowed not to do that.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks in, we're good. We'll update next week. But the Royal Rumble...
Fucking stay tuned!
We are going to be having shows, because we're going to... So we've talked about going to the fan fest and those VIP roundtable discussions. So
yeah, we'll be down on the Friday. Saturday, we'll be doing the festival. Sunday, of course, is the festival. There's the roundtables. We will be there right after they happen. We'll be doing some tweeting. We might update the website a little bit. Definitely we'll be updating it with podcasts. With some audio telling you what we heard and what they said.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the occasional quick little things or otherwise some Twitter things just telling you what's going on.
Saturday
so we'll
night.
Have some scoops for you.
Saturday night for sure we'll do the recap of those. Sunday night we'll do the Royal Rumble and we'll have another WCW roundtable on that morning. So we'll end the fan fest. Yeah. So,
and we might even have time after the WCW one to do one in between before the Rumble.
It's
like who knows? Like we're gonna, but we're definitely gonna have a lot of content there.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we might have some extra bonus content this weekend, just because tomorrow we're going to Heart Legacy Wrestling. We're gonna go see
Kevin Nash,
El Generico, Kevin Nash.
Oh wait.
You want to tell me?
El Generico can't because he's not going to be there.
What'd he do now?
He signed with WWE, as we talked about last week, and he's not coming. Kevin Nash isn't coming either. His wife has the flu.
Hmm.
It's time to finally put...
Well, of course he's not coming. His wife has the flu. If he fucks her, he's going to get the flu too.
That's true.
You mean he's not coming to our Calgary show?
He's not coming to the Heart Legacy.
Wait a second. This is the same guy who didn't come... First, he doesn't come to the Calgary Comic and Entertainment Expo when he's booked because he's busy shooting a movie with Tom Cruise. Then, he doesn't come to Heart Legacy Wrestling.
I know.
Because his wife has a flu.
What the fuck are his priorities? By the way, we have to watch his You Shoot.
Oh, why?
Because it's fucking hilarious.
The bullshit level's a little high?
No, some of the lines is... I'll show you the. Have you seen the trailer? I'll show you the trailer after we record this fucking.
Should we do another live audio commentary like we did for that one, other one?
For his review of 1995, I think we could.
Yeah.
Because we can count the fucks.
But what if he uses? Yeah, I mean, I'm a
he
little afraid.
He said "fuck" 8 times in the 2-minute fucking trailer.
Awesome. Oh, Devin Nash.
But oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, he shows how what kind of wines are really good. They go through what kind of wine is good to drink. And,
no,
oh yeah.
When you're tweeting late at night.
Yeah. Oh fuck, it was good. But that's the Royal Rumble plan. Is stuff on sort of Saturday, Sunday at least. Who knows about Friday? We'll do our regular show on Thursday before we go, so we'll do our final Royal Rumble preview then, and kind of go from there. We also watch NXT.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
as well. Not a lot coming out of that, other than we saw Pac.
Adrian Deville or Neville. Neville.
Adrian Neville
is the new name for Pac. So we got a chance to see him. That's the first time I've seen him.
Yeah.
Spectacular looking finishing move, but I don't think that's enough to get him over. He has a different look than what I recall seeing from pictures. I've never seen him work, or at least I have seen him work, but it's been a long, long time. He looked different to me.
Yeah.
He just looked bigger, of course. Yeah, he looks like Davey Richards or maybe the guy's music you're playing there.
Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Hope he's single.
Yeah, I hope so, too. He looked well.
For different reasons, though.
Something
I don't
like
want
him
to kill anybody.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought that was you.
I'm talking about the Russian.
Oh.
You're gay?
Yeah.
You're gay, Stefanovich.
Yeah, is it anything like Mr. Snuffleupagus?
A little bit. Certainly a hairy guy.
I already said Russian.
Yes.
Of course, that was may have been his wife. But,
duh.
Anyway.
The Pac beat Sakamoto.
Sakamoto, yeah.
Very WWE style, headlocks, chin locks, wrest locks, moves.
He's been learning the WWE style.
Doing a couple of flippy dips a little bit to kind of do it. But again, I think a smart way to introduce himself and get no heat and get kind of in ground floor mind your P's and Q's, and he can sort of start to up the performance. Well, definitely saw the potential there.
Well, the thing about him is some guys they sign, and you know it's a matter of time before they get a shot. He's one of those guys. Some guys you know they may get there, they may never.
Yeah.
Like Leo Kruger, who we saw tonight, may get there, he may never be brought up.
But Cassius Ohno.
Cassius Ohno will definitely.
Yeah.
Be up there, right? And same thing with Aaron Neville. That is a name you will definitely see within the WWE. Where or what? I don't know.
I wish I could remember who his tag team partner is, but it's Neville and his partner against the Wyatt family at the finals of the tag tournament.
Okay.
And apparently the upcoming tapings are the ones that they just had, the tapings with that tag tournament, that tag team of Neville and I forget, like, we're stealing the show.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, and the finisher is, because he goes up to the top rope for his finisher, and like I say, you hear Pac was the man, it's like a corkscrew 450, and Pac, of course, like you heard many times, and I've seen him a little bit, clips and highlights, and a little bit of shows with him in Dragon Gate, not an awful lot, and, you know, I haven't watched Dragon Gate so much for the last, I'd say it's almost since we started watching, doing this show, I haven't watched nearly as much Dragon Gate as I was.
Yeah.
I was trying to follow it for a while, and just because we've been trying to keep up with so much shit, it's just kind of gotten...
Yeah.
You know?
There is too much.
There's just extra stuff to do, recording a podcast and blogging and all that shit. So, the point is, though, is that watching him do this 450, when he's going up to the top rope, I'm like, what is he going to use? Because he can't do a shooting star press.
Right.
Can't do that, right? And you can't do the 450 slash is already used. So how do you do something that's unique from those and tops it? I don't know that this does, but it's pretty cool still.
It is pretty cool. Does it make Justin Gabriel irrelevant?
Well, that's kind of my thing, though. In the end of the day, it is kind of similar to Evan Bourne, Justin Gabriel and their moves, right?
Right.
That's more Gabriel, obviously, because he's the one who's around right now. But
yeah.
But it is kind of the same thing. It's like, okay, so
fact,
I need to see...
you just said Evan Bourne, I was like, why can't he use the shooting star?
But no, it's true. Well, yeah, but... And like I say, I mean, we could see Bourne now. I could see I maybe we'll see him fairly soon.
But again, could be a good tag team situation to start out with. And again, without seeing this team, we maybe see it. Maybe they.
I need to see just a little bit more. I need to see him hit, show that that defying gravity a little more
right.
within the WWE style, except for his finisher.
They did mention it was his NXT debut.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, you don't blow your load immediately, right? So.
I do.
Well, yeah.
And then it still cost me $12.
Yeah, sticky.
Your mom will sometimes give me credit.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Not much, though.
No, not much, no.
But I think
she sends you after me to break my legs, then.
Mm-hmm.
All 103 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Of your legs?
Anyways, what were you saying?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Sakamoto was his opponent, trained by Taka Michinoku. William Regal put over Adrian Street, the other British Adrian wrestler.
That's right, yeah.
But no, I think that, there's definitely some potential there. We didn't really see much else in the way of, it was funny because the main event of the show was Sandow and Cesaro against Tyson Kidd, who's hurt, and Justin Gabriel. You also had Leo Kruger against Trent Barretta, who just got released.
Yeah, but who won?
He won by reverse decision on it.
Yeah, true, but he still won.
Yeah.
Big E being a baby face, right?
Yeah.
It just shows how, like, they taped this a while ago and how the plans changed or came together quickly here.
Well, the thing
for
was,
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and Rhea, really, I think Big E won the title and then was, like, on Raw the next Monday.
Yeah,
as a heel. So it changed, you know, that kind of thing, But they've kept him.
It'll be good, though, when they get these new tapings in next week, starting next week, to just kind of see the better, you know, more consistent.
Well, but no, they're not, because they're keeping Big E the baby face.
Because he's
in the next set of tapings, it's going to be the Ascension. Cameron? Is that the guy that.
If you say so. The one who didn't get fired.
Yeah, whoever wasn't getting fired.
From the team.
It's just called the Ascension. Him now, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And he's going to be fighting Big E, Langston, at the next taping. Guys, they're going to have the finals of the tournament as well. I guess it doesn't matter.
He can be a babyface there, and he'll on Raw. It doesn't matter. I just hope he keeps the five-count gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody trademarked Richie Steamboat today, and his name was Richard Blood III. Which is Richie Steamboat has trademarked his name. Richie Steamboat, or put it filed for the trademark of it. Also filed a trademark for Ricky Steamboat is Bonnie Blood.
Mm-hmm. So, oh boy.
Yes.
Yeah. I've said it before. I mean, I don't see his dad in him. I don't think he's ever going to be good enough to make it to the roster.
Well, they're talking about changing his name now. Seriously.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're talking about changing his name.
I don't think it'll help. I just don't think he has it.
Well, I think he looks exactly like his dad, though.
Yeah, he looks
like
he looks very similar.
Would you change his name?
Michael McGillicuddy.
Well, no, but Michael McGillicuddy, I don't think, looks exactly like Mr. Perfect. Richie Steamboat looks exactly like his dad. Like, exactly.
I don't know. Why is Bull Rotundo called Bull Rotundo when he looks nothing like his dad?
Right.
Like, you know,
He's not. He's called Bo Dallas.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah.
He was Bo Rotundo for a while.
For a while, but now he's Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas.
And the other one is Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, who never was. What was he called before?
Husky Harris.
Yeah, exactly. Husky Harris, because he's,
Wyndham Rotundo.
Wyndham Rotundo.
Yeah. He was Luke Rotundo, wasn't he?
Yeah,
because they had Bo and Luke, weren't they?
Either way, he doesn't look anything like. Yeah.
That was the deal. They're supposed to be the Hazard Boys, the Duke Boys.
Yeah, Bo and Luke. Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah.
But now, and then they were going to get replaced by Vance and Coy Rotundo.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody was going to watch.
That's true. That's true. But I think that, do we have anything else to?
Who was going to play, what's his name? Hog, Mr. Hog, or what the?
Boss Hog.
Boss Hog. Who was going to play Boss Hog?
I assumed you would.
I bet you that one. Out of the park. Okay, I think
only if I get to be Roscoe Picotree.
Roscoe. Go.
And Willie here can be Flash.
Yeah, nice. All right, let's go. Oh, you know who? What? Have you ever seen me in my Daisy Dukes?
Yes.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. We're on Stitcher, right?
We are on Stitcher.
And what is Stitcher? What is Stitcher for those who are uninitiated?
Stitcher is an iPhone application that allows
also on
you
Android.
To pull up, and on Android, that allows you to get podcasts downloaded and streamed right off onto your phone directly.
Great way to listen to us if it's a very convenient way. Of course, hit our website, which is?
WeTalkWrestling.com.
Mm-hmm.
iTunes as well.
iTunes. You just did a what you'd like to see in 2013 blog. I plan to have some sort of blog up here this weekend if I get a chance. I think it should happen. I have a couple ideas. iTunes, yeah, you want to rate us, you can find us there. You want to subscribe, you want to make a comment, push us up. We're number 6 still?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so let's see if we can get into the top 5. That would be awesome,
folks.
That would
be cool.
What else we got here?
Wrestling. What else are we doing? We're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Addie, Addie.
At WeTalkWrestling.com is the email.
Questions or comments?
Yes.
Are we OUT other than that?
We are also on Facebook, WeTalkWrestling.com. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
So excellent, excellent.
That's,
now we're OUT.
I believe so. So that is going to do it. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, Addie.
Put those off.
I'm worried that people who listen to this podcast, when they hear it, will think I'm fat.
You are.